seem quiet.
Yeah.
This is the way to live.
I find that to be peace and knowing nothing.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. All of that effort to tell me what God is had taken us conceptualized as a state of being. Any question?
So when you can feel like this and then travel day to day in every aspect of your day to day living.
It's hard.
It's hard, but if you're able to do that,
yes.
Isn't that truly, what would you classify that?
Being first and then being this or that. You see, before our first encounter tonight, we were being somebody and giving some information. The second part, sincerely, if we've done it, we realize that we first state, when you stay in your own being, when you just stay, I don't know anything and I'm nobody. Mm-hmm. This is not a joke. I don't come here week after week to just ha-ha-ha-ha, each other, and then I go, these are gems, these are jewels, guys. Get on with it. Enough of pretending I'm somebody and I know something. It is not true. It's keeping you from being on the roof. So, I'm totally okay with you, as the other people. And so, you first be. Do not be knowledgeable. It's ignorance. Just be. Just be. In that being, it creates an emptiness that the jewel can come to the surface. But you don't know where it came from. Take it to a lighter situation. Any other?
So Suzanne, when you go to work every day, you wake up in the morning, and you do your thing at work, and there are a lot of people, hustle, bustle, everything's going on, computers, noise, everything. But you can just stay within yourself and do whatever you need to accomplish.
Are you asking me, or are you saying you're like that? Which one?
I'm having that experience.
Okay, then tell us about it. I want to hear.
I don't know how to explain it other than ever since I started coming here, mm-hmm. and I came religiously every mm-hmm. Tuesday for mm-hmm. probably 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I came back one other time, then I came back another time, mm-hmm. now I'm back again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every time I come back, it seems like it's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is that I wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. from the time I wake up in the morning to the time I lay my head in bed,
mm-hmm.
I'm even sleeping better at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And throughout the day,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it's not 100% of the day, but mm-hmm. the majority of my day, I can be in this state of being
mm-hmm.
and yet accomplish whatever I need to accomplish.
Beautiful. Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And I've worked hard to get there.
Good. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make any sense. It makes it your own experience shows the effect of your work. It doesn't have to make sense. Your own experience is showing the effect of your work. So that's plenty good. Plenty good. Plenty good. Anybody else?
Does minding your own business help with that?
Yes, yes. It's when the senses begin to curl inward, you can roll. When they are out, you cannot have this easy movement that is going on.
Good.
So now when you had a backache, did you get to practice a lot?
Yeah, I raised my body a lot. That helped a lot, especially the first few days. And then I would just, and it would always help when I would go in.
Yes.
I decided I would move to North Virginia. And
because of tonight? I just thought I might not come back, but you don't have to move.
No, across the other side of the country.
Right. But why I bring it up is because it's going to take me about a year, because it'll be my illusion that I'll create when I go there. And yeah, I can see. In order to say what I'm saying about being, well, you guys can understand it. But you know, you can create whatever you dream, whatever you think, and if you want to, you know, my saying is, as long as you know what you want, you can have whatever you're supposed to have, whatever you want here, if you know what you want.
Yes, yes.
Okay. If you don't know what you want, then what do you get?
The way you're going back and forth because you keep changing your order.
Someone else's
dream. Confusion.
You know, could it be possible that you get more happiness and more peace and more of what you really want?
Well, that would be nice. If it was true, then it should be that way. However, you're going to be superimposed with ideas of religion because you don't know what you want. Let me show you. Come on, you can save your soul. See? All because you don't know what you want. See? You're a victim.
Who is the knowing? And what do you really know?
That is the world that I should create when I leave here.
Before you create your world, I want you to create a dream tonight in which you are running after a lion. And come back tomorrow and report to me about your dream that a lion was, you were running after a lion. You say you can create. Go create that tonight. And let me know tomorrow. I'll give you my cell phone number.
I always have a dream
tired.
Of lions. Yeah, I always have a dream.
Maybe see if we have it tonight.
So I get to chase one for a while.
Again.
You feel me?
Again. We're going to go. As long, remember this, guys, those of you that are very, very doing the cooking and doing very well. As long as you think you're an individual, you are nothing but a puppet. When you realize who you really are, not pretense, there is absolutely no iota of thing to create, because you are the creation. The variety is infinite. Why would you want to add or subtract? I was at my brother's this last weekend, and they were talking about how thoughts are powerful. I'm sure all of us felt this way at one point in our life. they never ask themselves whose thoughts are powerful. Who does it belong to? If the answer is my thoughts are powerful, that means I came before my thoughts. Then how can they be more powerful than me? I was the base upon which the thoughts formed. How could they be more powerful? What the truth of it is, which we don't have to accept, but this is my truth, is that when we believe on the thoughts to be powerful, we put ourselves into the prison, because we start reading them, we start conversing with them, we start suffering from them. So for Wendell to say that I'm going to go, where were you going?
North Virginia.
North Virginia, to create my own world, I would say, why didn't you do it here? So you wouldn't have to spend all that money to go there.
You take your mind with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
There's no hiding from your mind.
Ghosts can chase you unless you can see them. No, it's opposite of that, Linda. It's completely opposite of that. There is no hiding of that son of a bitch, because you're much greater than your mind. It can't hide. You know every part of it, every play of it. So who cannot run away from the mind? Catch that person. Who is it that cannot run away? What part of you cannot run away from your mind?
You can't run away, you just, you are.
You are what?
You just are, you just are, no, as you would say, nothing, so you can't run away, nothing can run away from nothing.
Yes.
And that takes us back to, not last week, but the week before, we are not the creator of our thoughts.
No, it's a collective thought. It's a universal thought that we start believing it. Someone tells her that she's beautiful and she believed it, and that's her belief, you know? And someone tells you that your hair is this way and is not pretty, and you believed it, and then you put your whole life into saying, I'm not pretty. And then there are so many programs on TV that they bring people and they say, he did that when I was in high school, that's why I am the way I am. Oh, my mother did this, or my husband did this, and I did that. Okay. The only problem is that we believed it. Yes.
See, we're all here. So what are we striving for? What are we accomplishing?
By becoming here?
Well, like, just being, like...
In a group.
Not everybody's... Not the plan.
Uh-huh.
See, not everybody is learning what we are learning.
You mean outside of this room or inside of this room?
Outside of the room.
Yes. The people that come inside of the room, and I don't mean just this room, any room that is in this caliber of stuff going on, it's because they wanted it peace. They wanted it freedom. They wanted it change and imprisonment. Now this desire is a birth. They say men do not give birth. They do. This desire is a birth. When this is born in your consciousness,